Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to start a new message today talking about our Heavenly Father, how He is the Almighty. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 35, starting verse 1. This is right before His people are getting ready to be attacked. And in verse 31, he says, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly." He's telling his people, don't worry, you're going to blossom abundantly. "And rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Father and His excellency. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees." He's saying the same thing to you. You're going to blossom as long as you turn your flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. You're going to blossom abundantly. You can't lose with Him because He's on your side and He's the Almighty. Whatever you're facing today, He's got it all under control. Colossians 1 verse 16 and 17 says, "Everything is created by Him and for Him, and by Him all things consist. Whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions, they're all created by Him and for Him. And by Him all things consist." Satan works for him. Satan works for the same boss that we do. Hallelujah. In verse 4, "Say to them that are fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Father will come with vengeance, with a recompense. He will come and save you." Verse 7, "And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes." Verse 10, and the ransom of the fathers shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." The enemy is trying to scare Hezekiah and the rest of the people. But in chapter 37, verse 22, "This is the word which the Father has spoken. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, had despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem had shaken her head at thee. And who have you reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice? They lifted up thy eyes, even against the Holy One, the Heavenly Father." Hallelujah. Verse 26, he tells the enemy, "Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and how I formed it? Now I brought it to pass, as there should be, to lay waste, defense cities, and to ruin his heaps." And he said, those people that you destroyed, I allowed that to happen. Verse 28, "I know your abode, and you're going out, and you're coming in, and you rage against me. And because thy rage is against me, and thy tumult has come up to my ears, therefore will I put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I'll turn thee back by the way which thou camest." Look at his power. Again, if you turn your flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conforming to the image of Yeshua. Any attack that you have, man, the Father's going to show up and prepare a table for you, right in the midst of your enemies. And it'll work for the good. He'll get all the glory. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what happened here. The enemy attacked, but this is what the Father said. Verse 33. "Therefore, thus says the Father concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same way he shall return, and shall not come into the city. For I will defend the city to save it for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake." Then his angel went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when he arose early in the morning, there were all dead corpses. And sent a cherub, the enemy king, he went back, he got killed. Look how the Father defended His people. He just wants to show you how powerful He is, that He's the Almighty. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop Him. Hallelujah. He's so powerful. And chapter 41, verse 4. "Who has wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I'm the Father, the first and with the last. I am." Hallelujah. Verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your Father. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yeah, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And all that I sense against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive you shall perish." You're going to seek for them, You're not going to find them. They'll be like nothing. Verse 15, behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument. He loves to do new beginnings in our lives. Make everything brand new. Forget about your past. Forget about the mistakes. Forget about what people said. Just keep your eyes on him. Again, behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and shall make the hills a shaft. Hallelujah. Verse 18, I will open up rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and a dry land springs of water. Only he could do it. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now thus says your father, O Jacob, and he that formed you, Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by thy name. You are mine. You belong to him. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The greater one lives within you. You're more than a conqueror through him. Nothing can separate you from his love. Verse 2. When you pass through the waters, not if, when you pass through the waters, and waters is the type of people, people may be coming against you and may come against you. But I'll be with you, he says. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk is through the fire, not if, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Just relax for a second. Just understand he's got everything under control. All you have to do is do what he says. Obey him, and he'll take care of you. Nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Hallelujah. Verse 3, I'm your father. I gave Egypt for the ransom, thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. The people have died instead of you. He protected you. But the enemy wanted to destroy you. Other people got destroyed who were not following him, possibly, and turned their back on him. But he didn't let you be destroyed because he has a plan for your life. Not everybody will submit to that plan, but you have. Hallelujah. Verse 11, I'm your father. Beside me, there's no savior. Verse 13, yet before the day was, I am, and there's none I can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who can stop me? Hallelujah. Verse 18, remember you not the former things, neither consider things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He's everything you need. All you need is him. Hallelujah. Pray. Don't look to man. Look to him. Man can only help you so far. But he'll take care of you perpetually for eternity. In Isaiah 44, verse 6, thus said the Father, the King of Israel, I am the first and I'm the last, and beside me there's no other Father, Heavenly Father, but me. Hallelujah. In verse 24, thus says your Father, and he had formed you in the womb. I am your Father that made all things, that stretched forth the heavens alone, that spread forth the earth by myself. He created everything. Then he talks about Cyrus in verse 28, before Cyrus is even born. In verse 28, he says, my servant Cyrus, he shall perform all my pleasure, and he shall rebuild the temple. The foundation shall be laid. Chapter 45, verse 1. Thus said the Father to his anointed, to Cyrus, before he was ever born, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I'll loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two leave gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I'll go before him and make the crooked places straight. He'll do the same thing for you. I'll break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. And I'll give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you know that I'm your father. He can just take the treasures of darkness right from the enemy and give it to you. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, just thank you for this powerful message, Father. But people need a miracle right now. Put your hand on the radio. Anything that's not Yeshua, come in, get out of their lives right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. And I send the word and go where Yeshua send you and stay in the name of Yeshua. And I plead the blood of Yeshua between you and them now forever in the mighty name of Yeshua. Father, loose your healing, your deliverance on right now. In the mighty name of Yeshua, receive your miracle. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org. It's about 250 prophetic messages on there. Just click on messages. And also, I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days that all apply to Yeshua. They're all about Yeshua. And my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar. Hallelujah. And how the things that he did in those months, he wants to repeat in those months, but you need to know when those months begin and end. And you can go to my biblical calendar page on my website and find when each month begins and ends. And when each feast day begins and ends up to year 2020 on a Gregorian calendar. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father wants to repeat things that he did in the Word on those hours of the day. There's a certain hour of the day where his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. Although he can heal at any time, you need to know this particular hour. Hallelujah. And also, my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. And you can get these books by just calling me. My wife and I want to make these books available to you at our cost, at $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you for free. We just want to get this word out to you because it's such a powerful weapon in these last days. It'll help you so much. And just call me, 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. Hallelujah. And if you're in the Bahamas, you can just email me, again, at henrywalker.org. Go to contact and email me with your phone number and your name and phone number, and I'll call you back and pray for you because save you don't have to pay for the call. I have a lot of friends in Bahamas. But make sure that you do turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit. Allow him to mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And I'll be glad to pray with you. Hallelujah. I just want, again, to get this information into you, to help you get into your hands, and just allow you to be more than a conqueror in these last days because the evil's getting worse and worse, and you have to stick closer to the Father. But you got to know more about him. We got to go back to our Jewish roots. Hallelujah. We got to understand where, you know, his believers started out and get back to that. There's so much stuff that came down from Constantine. We have to get back to the original believers, what they believed. And these books will help you so much, and the website will help you so much, even on the biblical calendar page. You can go back, you can see the current date is on the Hebrew calendar, the Father's calendar. Just on the top of the biblical calendar page is a link for Hebcal. And just going in, just remember the day runs at 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. And when you go back there, you just go on Hebcal. And then make sure to check off show all Hebrew dates. And then just hit continue, and it's there. Yeah, and create the calendar. And you're right in there. We just want to help you so much. And remember that he's the Almighty. No matter what you're going through, he's got everything under control. Hallelujah. And we really want to get these books out to you. So just it's an offer that we want to sow into your life to help you. Because you need to know your Jewish roots. Remember on the day of Pentecost, Shavuot, there were all Jews there. We need to get back to that. Hallelujah. And we just want to help you so much. Remember, whatever you're going through, he's the Almighty. He's got everything under control. And you can try to rebuke him and rebuke him, but he ain't going to go until he finishes what he wants to do. If he's in your finances, you can't get him away until he's finished. Whatever area he's moving on, you can't get rid of him. You can rebuke the devil, but not our Heavenly Father. He's going to have his way. Hallelujah. So I just want, again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I just want to help you and minister to you through these radio broadcasts. Tell people about it. Now, remember, if a broadcast is on 7:15 in the morning, 7:15 at night, and if you miss a broadcast, you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand and go back to that. So again, remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at